stop what you're doing right now. Here, I want you to pause the video, go read 1 Samuel chapter 5, and then come back. Surely you notice sprinkled throughout this passage the hand of the Lord. A little piece of irony, don't you think, that God's active and strong hand has been mentioned so much, but Dagon's hands had been cut off. But I want you to notice something else. It doesn't come across as clearly in the English language, but what is the descriptor of God's hand? It's the heavy hand of the Lord. You see it in verse 6 and in verse 11, the heavy hand of the Lord. That word heavy is the same word for glory. When we see the heavy hand of the Lord in chapter 5, what we are seeing is the glorious hand of the Lord. God is bringing glory to himself, not to the Israelites. The Israelites are nowhere to be found. They have been routed and defeated, but God has not. He is glorious all by himself. He needs no human hands to prop himself up. So, Christian, hear this clearly. God does not need us to win battles on his behalf. God does triumphs just fine on his own. He puts fear and panic into the hearts of the enemy. He causes them to tremble with terror with not one Israelite soldier around. He does not need us. He does not need to be propped up by us. We are the ones in need of him. And as such, we should be the ones bowing down to him. When you pray today, please remember Juan Fernandez and his family, our missionaries in Missouri. And also remember the Monda LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.